It's Tuesday, February 3rd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker will hold an educational forum on immigration Saturday morning. Indiana State Representative Ed Clear says he's been kicked off the House Republican caucus. And residents of the historically black Indianapolis neighborhood of Martindale-Brightwood are opposing a data center development there. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker will hold an educational forum on immigration Saturday morning. The meeting from 10 to 11:30 a.m. will be held in Convention Hall A at the Grand Wayne Center. It is open to the public and will feature the mayor, leadership from Fort Wayne's police and fire departments, as well as a local attorney who specializes in immigration law. And it comes in the midst of a federal crackdown on immigration since the 2025 inauguration of President Donald Trump. In the past year, federal agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Protection, and other agencies have ramped up efforts to deport undocumented immigrants, and the raids have ramped up anxiety in communities around the country. In a press release, Tucker says she wants residents to know that I will listen to you, I will fight for you, and I will work for you every day. The forum will provide information on what city leaders can and cannot do as it relates to federal immigration enforcement. Indiana State Representative Ed Clear says he's been kicked off the House Republican caucus days after announcing he wouldn't seek re-election and would run for mayor of New Albany as an independent. Republican House Speaker Todd Houston confirmed the change yesterday, following Clear's announcement on leaving the party. His committee assignments won't be affected. LPM's April Rickert reports.
Clear was first elected to the House District 72 seat in 2008, but he's not pursuing a new term this year. Clear says he can't in good conscience continue to run as a Republican and that the party itself has become, quote, unrecognizable under President Donald Trump. He says his decision isn't about the people, but the party. He plans to run for mayor of New Albany in 2027 as an independent. He ran in 2023 as a Republican, but lost to Democratic incumbent Jeff Gahan by around 300 votes. I'm April Rickert in Jeffersonville.
Residents of the historically black Indianapolis neighborhood of Martindale-Brightwood are opposing a data center development there. WFYI's Farah Anderson reports a Monday meeting with the company did not change the community's mind.
The company MetroBlocks wants to build a data center in the near Northeast Side neighborhood. Its staff told residents the startup is different from big tech corporations. Its center would be small and require fewer resources than larger hyperscale centers. The developer's staff and attorneys fielded residents' questions, but most left still opposed. Sierra Johnson is the vice president of One Voice Martindale-Brightwood. She says she still opposes the project, too.
We want MetroBlocks to withdraw its proposal. We want them to go home and take their business with them.
The next rezoning hearing for the development is on February 12th. I'm Farah Anderson in Indianapolis.
A single email in 2012 from the current head of Indiana University's Kinsey Institute to Jeffrey Epstein is among millions of pages released by the government on the investigation of the notorious pedophile. WFIU's Ethan Sandweiss reports.
The email from then-postdoctoral researcher Justin Garcia thanks Epstein for connecting on LinkedIn and suggests meeting to discuss scientific topics. Garcia said in a statement that at the time he was familiar with the Jeffrey Epstein Foundation's academic philanthropy, and he only later learned of Epstein's criminal history. Quote, I never met or spoke with him, and I did not receive any funding. I totally condemn what he did. This email is the only time Garcia appears in the files, and there's no indication that Epstein responded. Another Kinsey scholar, senior research fellow Helen Fisher, appears to have met with the disgraced financier on at least three occasions, sharing meals with Woody Allen and his wife Soon-Yi Previn and former Obama legal counsel Kathy Ruemmler. Fisher died in 2024. Her title at Kinsey was a courtesy appointment, and she was not a salaried IU employee. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.
More news in a moment.
My name is Alex Hall. I'm an artist and a public art consultant. WBOI is an important voice helping to link the arts community and the facilitators that are helping to bring new programming and new public art opportunities to the region. And I hope that you'll join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org /save.
Here's what to know for today. A survey from ReCenter Indiana found that the youth vote in the Hoosier state is falling behind the national average. Added support for people with medical debt could come through a measure at the statehouse. And protests against federal immigration enforcement continue around the country after the fatal shootings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. That's Who and What for Tuesday, February 3rd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.